first of all, they were hitting a lot of people. I got kicked, I got thrown to the ground, got punched.
By who?
By the police. The police officer.
Can you tell us, start from the beginning, why did you go there? You were in Tiananmen Square?
Yes, I went to Tiananmen Square. I barely got in because the security was pretty heavy. I personally went over for, I've been practicing Falun Gong for 4 years now, and it's just had a very, like, tremendous profound effect. Against the wall, and force doesn't grab us really hard. I mean, really kind of degrading stuff, and not even knowing whether we were practitioners or not. You know, it was just people suspected that we were practitioners. And
So you didn't get a chance to practice?
No. Well, I don't think that was my...
You just got rounded up before you did anything?
Yeah. So, so they brought us to the police station, and they checked all of our pockets, and then they brought us into this kind of like sitting room, and people were just, personally I was just looking in their faces and then trying to explain that it wasn't a bad thing. You would either get pushed back or they couldn't look you in your face, and some people were more, I would say, I wasn't cooperative with them because there was no reason why I should have been arrested. And I got thrown to the ground.
We weren't allowed to contact the U.S. Embassy. Weren't given any indication of our whereabouts. Didn't know what was going to happen. And when we tried to ask these questions, you were pretty forcefully put back down.
Can you describe that?
When we would ask questions like, I want to contact the U.S. Embassy, I want to make a phone call out, they would say, no, shut up, and they would shove you. Personally, I didn't get beaten, but I did see many people get beaten while I was there.
Can you describe that?
Yes. This one fellow was punched in the face. He was thrown into a locker. We were at the jail at Tiananmen, by Tiananmen. He was also kicked in the face and kicked in the stomach. Another girl was pulled by her hair and summarily punched in the face.
What were they doing that warranted that?
We came to Tiananmen to tell people that the persecution is wrong, and for that we received this treatment. We were treated like criminals, and they treated us like worse than criminals. I think when we got to the hotel, everyone was sectioned off. They would ask us a list of questions, tried to make us sign papers, which I don't think anyone really did sign, and Other than that, everyone's treatment seemed to be different depending on the amount of resistance that you put up. If you didn't want to talk at all, you got beaten down pretty badly.
In these beatings that you witnessed, where did you witness them?
These were in the jail. In the room that I was in, people got tugged and slapped in the face. This was in the hotel. When I was in the hotel, I saw people get slapped in the face and their hair pulled. And also, someone was thrown into a door. And I think it was punched in the back.
Well, how was that happening in the hotel? Were they detaining you in the hotel?
Yeah, there was about 15 police officers to each room. So if you tried to make a move, you were pretty much well surrounded.
Okay, what's your name again?
Bart Carlucci. Sure, B-A-R-T-C-A-R-L-U-C-C-I.
That's your last name?
Yeah,
Carlucci. Where are you from?
Bart, B-A-R-T is my first name.
Bart.
And your last name is what?